And even in the midst of Myanmar's humanitarian crisis, voting began over the weekend on a referendum on a new constitution. It would give the country's military junta more power, though Myanmar's leaders call it a roadmap to democracy that they say would lead to multi-party elections. The government did postpone voting in parts of the country destroyed by the cyclone. Earlier today, we spoke with an NPR reporter in Yangon about what he had witnessed at one polling place.
I went up north, and I went to a city where the voting was held, and it was kind of bizarre because the people that were there clearly weren't happy about going to vote, and the ones that were willing to talk said they weren't real happy about the idea of voting for the referendum for the new constitution that the government says will restore democracy here. Most people think that all this does is legitimize the role of the military in the government for the next several decades like it has been for the past several decades. And it seems to be a complete disconnect on the part of the military here, because the evening newscast on the night of the referendum, 4 hours after the referendum was over, the half-hour newscast, the first 15 minutes was devoted to pictures of showing us generals and their wives voting. A general would come, cast his vote, the wife cast her vote. They'd put the ballot papers in the ballot box, and then they'd move on to a shot of another general voting in another place. And this went on for almost 15 minutes before there was any mention whatsoever about the cyclone that has affected, you know, almost 2 million, maybe more than 2 million people. Not a word. And then when they finally got to that idea, it was by showing some generals touring one of the affected areas and the new tents that had been provided for these refugees by the military. And the clear message there was, you know, we're on top of things, we can handle this, we've got you covered. Aid agencies say, not even close.
That's an NPR reporter in Myanmar. Foreign reporters are not welcome there, and we're not identifying him by name.